Testing, testing. Am I on? Check. Yep, there I am. Okay. Well, morning, children. How are you guys all doing this morning? Good? Good. All right. Well, I tell you what, I'm not sure what we're going to talk about today. Maybe I should just let it up to you guys. Anybody have a suggestion what we should talk about? Seems like we just kind of covered all the bases over the last year or so. Been hearing a lot of things, and sometimes it just seems like there's just maybe just nothing else to talk about. But anyway, I did think of a couple things. There's two commandments in the Ten Commandments. It's number 8 and number 9. Does anybody know what the 8th commandment is? It says, thou shalt not steal. Is anybody a robber in here? Okay, I hope not. And then number 9 says that thou shalt not lie. So the two kind of actually go together, because when I was a little boy one time, I can barely remember exactly how it happened, but I do know one thing. I went to the grocery store with Mom and Dad one night, or one day, I'm not sure when it was, but I was a little boy, and anyway, they had a big old candy rack, and I like candy. And I knew that if I asked Dad if I could have some, he'd probably say no, you know. It's what Dad usually did. And so I decided I'll just sneak a piece, just one little tiny piece. Nobody would ever know. So I stuck it in my pocket, and I took it home. But I'm not sure exactly how it all happened, but somehow Mom found that piece of candy. And I think I tried to lie about it, tried to say that I got it from one of my cousins or one of my friends or something. But anyway, at the end of the day, I stole something, and then I tried to lie about it to cover it up. Because that's usually what happens. One follows the other one. So anyway, there's a story in the Bible about two people. Anybody ever hear that story about Ananias and Sapphira? Anybody hear that story before? Just to tell us how seriously God looks at those two commandments, those two thou shalt not commandments. He's pretty serious about it. I'll just read it here. There's a couple verses. It says, now a man named Ananias, together with his wife Sapphira, also sold a piece of property. With his wife's full knowledge, he kept back part of the money for himself and brought the rest and put it at the apostles' feet. So they sold a little plot of land over here, and they were supposed to give that money to God, all of it, not part of it. But anyway, they sold that plot of land, and they came and they brought some of the money. They kept a little bit probably in their pocket, or maybe they put some of it in their tent or whatever they did, but then they took the rest of it and they gave it to the apostles. And Peter knew that something wasn't right. And so he asked Ananias, he goes, how is it that Satan has filled your heart, that you lied to the Holy Spirit and have kept for yourself some of the money received for the land? Didn't it belong to you before it was sold? After it was sold, wasn't the money at your disposal? What made you think of doing such a thing? You have not lied just to human beings, but to God. So he kept back some of the money that was supposed to all go to God, and then he tried to lie about it. He tried to say, oh, no, that's how much we got for the land. You know, I gave you everything. Well, guess what happened? Anybody know what happened after that? He dropped down dead. That's exactly right. Very good. It says, when Ananias heard this, he fell down and died. That's how serious God took that. And a great fear seized all who heard what had happened. Then some young men came forward and wrapped up his body and carried him out and buried him. They dug a hole in the ground and they put him in it and covered him up. About 3 hours later, it says, his wife came in. And she didn't know. She had no idea what had happened. But anyway, Peter asked her the same thing. He goes, is that the price that you paid for that land that you guys sold? The money that you guys brought to us, is that all you got? She goes, yeah, that's the price. She just lied about it. They stole from God and then they lied about it, covered it up. And then Peter said to her, he goes, how can you conspire to test the Spirit of the Lord? Listen, he goes, the feet of the men who buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out also. And at that moment, anybody else know what happened? She died too. That's right. Then the young men came in, and they found her dead. They carried her out, and they buried her beside her husband. They dug a hole in the ground, and they put her in it right beside her husband, and they covered him up. All because they stole, and then they lied to cover it up. So, very important, even in small, tiny little things, to never ever steal or cheat or whatever, and then because following that, unfortunately, sometimes this is the case where many times we try to justify it, or we try to lie about it, or try to cover it up, or whatever. But anyway, if we do find ourselves in that predicament, though, the best thing to do is just be truthful about it. Just be 100% honest and admit that you made a mistake, and God will forgive you for it. So anyway, I have a story here that I'm going to read about a boy who stole something, and then he tried to lie out of it, and then he ended up doing the right thing. So I'll just read it here. Peter was staying with his grandma, and early one afternoon, she suggested that they go shopping together. Peter was delighted. Very soon, the two were on their way. On arriving at the neighborhood grocery store, they went inside where they were met with a cheery good afternoon from Mrs. Green, the smiling saleswoman behind the counter. Grandma went over to talk to her and buy the things that she had wanted written down on her list, while Peter wandered about looking at all the good things for sale. What a lot of beautiful things there were. In one corner, under a glass case, there was a pile of fresh brown loaves of bread and the most tempting cakes and pies. In a refrigerator, there were cartons of milk, packages of butter and cheese. Piled up on the shelves were all sorts of bright colored cartons. In the center of the floor were baskets of fruit and vegetables. Although they made a very pleasant picture, the mixture of delicious aromas made Peter very, very hungry. Maybe you know how it feels to be 5 years old and to take a long walk. You know, sometimes we run around and we're playing tag and we're playing all, and we get an appetite. We get really hungry. So Peter and his grandma had just taken a long walk to the grocery store, and then they were in there, and Peter was really, really, really hungry. Well, that's exactly how Peter felt. And so it happened, among the baskets of fruit, there were several filled with big, luscious blackberries. How Peter did love blackberries. He could never get enough of them. And now here in front of him were more than he had ever seen. Oh my goodness, now what? He put out his hand to take one. He was just reaching out. He was going to just grab one. And all of a sudden, that little voice inside of his head, it's called the conscience. It seemed to say, no, Peter, you mustn't do that. That would be stealing. But the berries looked so delicious that he had to take just one. After all, he thought, there were so many berries and nobody would ever notice if he would take just one. So Peter did not listen to his conscience. Instead, he put out one hand and took just one blackberry. But that one tasted so good, and he decided to take another one. Man, how sweet it was. Then, seeing that there seemed to be just as many left in the basket as there were before, he took one from another basket. and another. In fact, he was just getting settled in for a real meal of blackberries when he heard a familiar voice from the other side of the store. "Peter, where are you?" called Grandma. "Here I am, Grandma," cried Peter, wiping his hands on the back of his trousers, hurrying around a pile of baskets. "Come along, dear," said Grandma. "We're all ready to go home now. Would you like to carry one of the bags?" "How good you have been the whole time we were shopping," Grandma said. Peter blushed a little bit as he took the bag from Grandma. Then they opened the door and went out. As they walked along, Grandma suddenly stopped. You know that one verse in the Bible that says, "Be sure your sin will find you out"? Yeah. Anyway, Grandma looked down at Peter and she said, "Peter, look up at me." Peter looked up, trying to be as innocent as possible. "What are those black marks on your face, Peter?" asked Grandma. "What black marks?" asked Peter. "All around your mouth. Not quite black, but blackish red." I don't know," said Peter. He lied. And he knew it. Although if he could have seen his dirty face, he would have owned up right away. He didn't know what his face looked like. His face had black marks and reddish marks all over his mouth. Anyway, Grandma said, "Peter, you have been eating blackberries, haven't you?" Peter's head went down. Just one or two," he said. "Where did you get them?" asked Grandma. "In the store," said Peter. "Did Mrs. Green say you could have them?" "No." "Do you mean you took them without asking?" Oof. He stole blackberries. Wow. "Yes," said Peter. "Then, Peter, you have been a very naughty boy," said Grandma, "and I am very much ashamed of you. Come along. Let's go home, and we will see what should be done about it." Peter began to cry, and it was a very sad walk they had together, so different from the journey that they had taken but a little while before. When they got indoors, Grandma took Peter on her knee and told him how very wrong it was to take things that belonged to other people. That is breaking the commandment which says, "Thou shalt not steal." She told him that there were just two things that he had to do. One was to ask God to forgive him, and the other was to go to Mrs. Green and pay for the berries that he had eaten, and tell her how sorry he was that he had taken them. "I don't mind asking God to forgive me," said Peter, crying, "but I don't want to ask Mrs. Green." "I know it's hard," said Grandma, "but that's the only way. Now go and find your wallet." "You mean I have to pay for the berries myself?" "Oh, no. Surely you must," said Grandma. But it'll take all my money," said Peter. "Never mind if it takes all that you have," said Grandma. "You must make it right. But I don't think it will take all. In fact, I think a dime would pay for all you ate." "A whole dime?" said Peter. "Do I have to give Mrs. Green a whole dime?" "Yes," said Grandma. "And the sooner you go down to see her, the better. Wipe your eyes now and be a big, brave boy." Peter wiped them with the back of his hands and kissed Grandma goodbye. Holding his dime tightly, he set off for the grocery store. How far away it seemed as he dragged one weary foot after the other. He didn't want to go. He was just dreading to meet Mrs. Green. But at last, the store came in sight, and with his heart beating hard, he went inside. "What? Back so soon?" exclaimed Mrs. Green. "Did Grandma forget something?" "No," said Peter slowly, "I did." "You did?" said Mrs. Green. "What did you forget?" "Mrs. Green, I forgot to pay for the blackberries that I ate. And please, Grandma said that they're worth a dime. So I brought it out of my very own money. And please, I'm very sorry. I didn't ask you about them first." And with that, Peter put the dime on the counter and turned around and ran out the door. He dashed outside and started to run home, but he hadn't gone far when he heard Mrs. Green calling him. "Peter," she said, "I want you a minute. Come back here." Very slowly, Peter went back. He was so afraid that Mrs. Green was going to be mad at him. Very slowly, Peter went back as if expecting to be scolded. "You forgot something else," said Mrs. Green, smiling and handing him a paper bag. No, said Peter, "I didn't leave that." "But it's for you anyway," said Mrs. Green. "Just something good for your supper." Then she patted him on the head and told him to run home very quickly. Peter thought he saw tears in her eyes, but he wasn't quite sure, and he couldn't think of why. But he did run. It seemed as though he was home almost before he had started. "Look what she gave me," he cried. "Grandma, look." Grandma looked. It was a big, delicious-looking donut with jam inside. "Aren't you glad you went back and made things right?" said Grandma. "I am," said Peter. "It's always the best thing to do," said Grandma. And that's the end of the story. So just remember, children, you know, we make mistakes sometimes. We're not perfect. But the important thing is that we make them to be truthful and to just admit it. If we lie, if we steal, whatever, just be truthful about it. And the Lord will bless it. So I have a little treat here. I think I'm going to have Benji just walk around in a circle, and you guys can each take a couple, and then you can go back to your seats.